This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
We continue to follow the fallout from yesterday's historic and violent day at the nation's capital. Now we want you to hear from the Illinois lawmakers who witnessed the frightening experience firsthand. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel brings you the story, which begins with Trump supporters gathering at the nation's capital.
As you probably know, yesterday started with a speech from the president to a crowd of thousands of people, some of whom flew to D.C. at his request when last month he tweeted this protest would be wild.
About midnight that night after he tweeted, I text her, I say, go ahead and get the ticket. Let's go. Tell me how much I owe you.
Illinois Trump supporter Amy Nevette and her friend flew from O'Hare Airport under the baseless belief that the election was fraudulent, and they were there for Trump's speech yesterday.
And I was trying to get through the people, just get to close, and I couldn't. I got in the middle. You couldn't move. I mean, Trump was speaking.
We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved.
And he said, you're going to follow me to the Capitol building.
Nevette didn't follow, but many did. There at the Capitol building blocks away, House members were debating a challenge to election results in Arizona, a swing state Trump narrowly lost.
My challenge today is not about the good people of Arizona.
When protesters stormed the building and the debate was stopped.
And it will stand in recess until the call of the chair.
These protesters are in the building.
Thank you.
A mob of people breaking windows and strutting onto the House floor led members of Congress, including Illinois' delegation, to be on lockdown for hours. Democratic Congressman Sean Casten didn't know much about what was happening when WBEZ got a hold of him.
I am in D.C. We are all sheltered in place. I'm in my office right now. Obviously, we've stopped the feed to the House floor, so we're all trying to figure out what's going on from Twitter and whatever other sources we have.
Democratic Congressman Rajna Krishnamoorthy says he was moved to a, quote, secure location.
No, I was actually watching the debate from my office. I was going to be going to the chambers to vote. But what ended up happening is that the Capitol Police came to my door, knocked extremely loudly and said, get out, get out, get out.
We had to, you know, run under all those rails. Then we all, you know, were crawling and kneeling and hiding. Guns were drawn. It was scary.
Illinois Congresswoman Robin Kelly was actually in the House chamber when protesters stormed the building. She was told to hide behind a partition and didn't see much, but did catch glimpses.
I saw the ones that they, I guess, if you want to say captured or stopped, and they were laying face down on the floor with guns on them.
But even while they hunkered down, Illinois' delegation was quick to condemn Trump for instigating the day's violence. Here's Illinois Congressman Bill Foster.
This is what mob rule looks like, and it's un-American. The responsibility for this, what happened today, lies at the foot of President Trump, who openly encouraged this mob action.
Mob action, insurrection, a coup. Illinois' delegation attempted to characterize what was happening as they were living through it. Congressman Chuy Garcia says he had never seen something so shocking.
I never envisioned that our security would be so unable to fend off those challenges of people who were clearly bent on inciting chaos and violence.
Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger reacted on CNN.
Anywhere else around the globe, we would call this a coup attempt. That's what I think it is.
And Illinois Democratic Congressman Danny Davis agreed, an attempted but failed coup.
It's an attempt to take over government. But we'll get past it, whether it takes all night or if it takes tonight and tomorrow. We'll do it until it's done. But the will of the people will be acknowledged and the transition will take place.
By evening, with the Capitol cleared of the mob, Congress was back on the floor. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.